also for those watching online, so don't miss out. Get involved. Stay connected. You're part of a great movement. I mean, love Victory Outreach International. Amen. Victory Outreach Milwaukee. Let's go ahead and open our Bibles. As you open our Bibles to 1 Samuel chapter 14, I want to thank the Lord for my salvation within this time, for this day. I've been saved for 10 years. I got saved at the young age of 22. The Lord got a hold of my life. He stopped me dead in my tracks. He did a saw. He knocked me off and he said, "Hey, where are you going? You're going the wrong way." I was able to say yes to the calling of God, but really I counted 8 years serving here in Victory Outreach, Milwaukee. Came from Chicago, and I was getting connected, but I was working, traveling, so I found out there was a Victory Outreach, Milwaukee. Amen. Through faithful men, women that would remain in position, giving, and being here, available, so I made the move. My story always remains the same. I got married on a Friday. Honeymoon, Friday night, Saturday, Sunday, and left Chicago on a Monday morning, drove to Milwaukee, and I've never been back. So I've been here, and it's been 8 years that the Lord has done a great work within my life. And so I want to thank the Lord for my salvation. I want to thank also our pastors, Pastor Charlie and Sister Marlene, and the Reina family. How many are grateful for the Reina family? Praise the Lord. Amen. They invest so much into our lives. I know Pastor has invested so much into my life. And I believe from that, I'll be sharing. The title of my message is The Marks of a True Armor Bearer. So I want to stay in line as Pastor shares about the armor of God. And I believe we should be receiving, amen, as we're going to finish off the helmet of salvation in 2 weeks. I plan to make this a part two. So we're going to learn the marks of a true armor bearer. We're going to learn how to carry our armor. We're going to learn what it means to be that armor bearer. So your pastor, to your leader, that man, that woman of God here this morning. So are you ready to learn? How many are ready to learn? Amen. Amen. I pray you're taking notes, have your pens out there, your notebooks, iPads. Amen. And also I want to thank our founders, Pastor Sonny and Sister Julie. We're part of an international movement, and that's why we're here. And then lastly, I want to thank my wife as she's watching next door with my two little children, a two-year-old and two-month-year-old, a boy and a girl, amen. The Lord evened out the odds. So praise God. 1 Samuel chapter 14, we're going to read verse 1. Then we're going to jump to verse 3. Read with me and keep this in mind. As you find yourself here in the house of the Lord, how many have been learning through the series of the armor of God? How many brought your sword of the Spirit? Oh, how many brought your shield of faith? How many have your shoes of peace? I'm going to find out in a minute. Those that are moving and antsy and falling asleep, I'm going to say, oops, he's missing, she's missing a piece of the armor. Amen. And then our pastor is going to finish off again in 2 weeks with the helmet of salvation. So those watching online, read with us, share this, tag somebody, and let's go ahead and get into the message. 1 Samuel chapter 14, verse 1. It says, one day, tell your neighbor, one day, Jonathan said to his armor bearer, are there any armor bearers here this morning? Amen. Armor bearer is simply in the Old Testament, it represented someone who just carried his master's shield. That's all it truly represented, someone who carried his master's shield, weapons, someone who was devoted to that person's life. We're going to get into that here this morning, someone who gave himself for someone else. In other words, it wasn't about him any longer. It was about the next person. And I want to say here this morning, that's why you and I are here. Because someone laid down their lives, and it wasn't about them any longer. Jesus said, whoever wants to follow me, he didn't say pick up your cross first. He said, deny yourself first. Deny yourself, pick up your cross, then come follow me. One day, Jonathan said to his armor bearer, come on, let's go over to Victory Outreach, Milwaukee, and fight the enemy. But Jonathan did not tell his father what he was doing. Verse 3. Go jump to verse 3, the second portion of verse 3. No one realized that Jonathan had left the Israelite camp. 4 says, to reach the Philistine outpost, Jonathan had to go down between two rocky cliffs that were called Bozez and Sene. The cliff on the north was in front of Michmash, and the one on the south was in front of Geba. Verse 6. Let's go across to the outpost of those pagans. Jonathan said to his armor bearer. Somebody say armor bearer. catch this. Perhaps the Lord will help us. For nothing can hinder the Lord. How many believe that? Nothing can hinder the Lord. Watch this next little portion. He can win a battle, whether he has many warriors or only a few. That should be encouraging here this morning. Times we don't need 100, 1,000, 1,000,000. We just need a few faithful. So hopefully I grab your attention and you remain faithful to the things of the Lord. How many were faithful to the things of the world? How many of us were faithful to the boss, the job, and him and her and ourselves and sports and finances, a car and whatever, TV, video games, the list goes on and on and on. Hours playing video games and hours streaming YouTube and videos, faithful. But yet, the Bible says he can win a battle whether he has many warriors or only a few. So God is looking for a few faithful warriors, faithful men and women of God, youth of God that are ready to answer the call. How? Being those faithful armor bearers, the marks of a true armor bearer. Verse 7. This kind of paints the picture of the armor bearer. Verse 7. Do what you think is best. The armor bearer replied, I'm with you completely, whatever you decide. Let's pray. Father, we come before you here this morning. We love you and thank you. And I pray, help me communicate this message. Open hearts, open minds. Help us receive, help us understand by your Holy Spirit the marks of a true armor bearer, of what your son Jesus did on the cross for you, Lord. Help me portray and convey this message clearly, effectively, Lord God. Your anointing, in the name of Jesus, we all say amen. Amen. Okay, let's get into it. What I want to do is share a few points that I have. And as Pastor asked me to share, also let's keep our pastors in prayer, Pastor Charlie and Sister Marlene. Let's continue to keep them in prayer. Not that we haven't been praying for them. If you haven't, shame on you. Go repent. Amen. We're going to have an altar call. Repent before the Lord. I mean, no, we all need repentance. But someone once said, pray for someone else the way you would want them to pray for you. You know, so truly pray for them. Let's keep them in prayer. That's an attribute of an armor bearer. That's an attribute of an armor bearer. You want to have the vision. You want to receive what God has for your life. How many truly want to receive what God has for your life? How many say, you know what, I'm here, I've been serving, I see others saved, I see my family saved, my son, my daughter saved. What does God have for me? You will not get it apart from prayer. You will not get it apart from prayer. So I can't stress this area enough. But I want to go into the marks of a true armor bearer. What does it mean to be an armor bearer? That verse 7, spoke so much. We're going to get into it in a few. But what does it mean to be an armor bearer? I'm going to share some points with you. Let's go to the story. To be a true armor bearer, we need to carry the heart and mind of our leader. To be a true armor bearer, we need to carry the heart and mind of our leader. If we don't have our leader's heart, if we don't have their mindset, we're not an armor bearer. We're just another person. And that's okay. That's where it starts. But how many know this is the vision? And as I mentioned earlier in the Old Testament, that armor bearer was made responsible for carrying his leader, his master's shield, his weapons into battle. In other words, he had to be counted on. Are you able to be counted on? Turn to your neighbor and tell him, can you be counted on? We all want to be counted on. Another mark of an armor bearer is his presence gave his leader assurance. His presence gave his leader assurance. Does your presence encourage your leaders? Or when people see you, oh man, there he goes again. I wonder what she's going to say. I wonder what he's going to say. Oh, they always bring me, oh man. These are the marks of a true armor bearer, that you're able to uplift that leader, that person, your pastor, just simply by your presence. Why? You've carried, you've understood their heartbeat, their mindset, assignments with all your heart, not some of your heart. Not okay, pastor, I got you, I'll do it. And we, you know, lollygag, we take some time, we don't do it, we do it later. Pastor asks, why wasn't it done? I did do it, pastor, you know, but we got asked to do it hours ago. Our presence should give encouragement. Out of all the men in the army, this person was picked to be that armor bearer, to stand beside his leader. So, question, what do you want to be picked for in the kingdom of God? Because if we're here, we might as well serve in the kingdom of God. So what do you want to be picked for? Or we just want to be comfortable, come, and leave. This is the marks of a true armor bearer. We don't know his name, but we know what he did. The Bible doesn't give us that armor bearer's name. We simply see what he did. The saying is always true. Actions always speak louder than words. He didn't say, hey, pastor, you forgot my name. You forgot to acknowledge me. You didn't say hi. You forgot what I did. No, he was just there. His assignment, one and only assignment, was to be next to his leader. We don't even know his name. His name is Armor Bearer. So for the next 40 minutes, your name will be Armor Bearer. That will be your name. You're not brother or sister so-and-so. You're Armor Bearer. So carry that weapon well. Don't let it fall. Don't drag it to the ground. Don't let it get too heavy. Your leader, your pastor, they need what you have to offer. Let's go to verse 1. Verse 1 says, one day Jonathan said to his armor bearer, he said, come, let's go over to where the Philistines have their outpost. But Jonathan did not tell his father what he was doing. So we have Jonathan, which was Saul's son, the king. Saul was the king. Jonathan was the son of the king, and he was leading the way. But where was he leading the way to? He was leading the way to the enemy's camp. We all sang that song. I went to the enemy's camp, and I So that's what we're going to do. We're going to go to the enemy's camp. And Jonathan was looking for a faithful man, a woman of God. I mean, no, we still need faithful men and women of God here this morning. Well, you can put your hands together for Jesus. But what matters is we can be faithful. Let's be faithful. Let's show up. You can be dressed in your best attire, but also be dressed for battle. Because that's why we need to be here on Wednesday night prayer. You want to battle with us? Come with us to Wednesday night prayer. You want to battle with us? Join a life group. That's the true battle. Get involved and get connected. Get discipled. Get next to your leaders. These are the areas that will build you up, that you'll be able to receive that person, the leader, him or her, their heartbeat, their mindset, so that you can be ready for battle. Because Jonathan did not hesitate. And how many know our leaders at times, they don't hesitate. Our leaders, our pastor doesn't hesitate. I mean, we heard him here this morning. He probably would have been here, but he knows what he's doing. And so they don't hesitate, and they're looking for someone to be right beside them. That's all. That's one major attribute, the one true mark of an armor bearer is your presence, is can you be counted on? Can you? Are you even visible here this morning? Or when we try to look for you, where did he go to? Where is he? Where is she? Where'd they go? What's going on? Does he answer his phone? And we got to leave voicemails and messages. That's not a true armor bearer. We want to be ready. When our pastor calls, we want to be ready. When the Lord has an assignment for you and I, how many want to be ready? So here Jonathan said to his armor bearer, those simple little words, he turned and he saw his armor bearer. He knew where he was. It's that simple. Does the Lord know where you are here this morning? We could be here physically, but to be here spiritually, ready, fit for battle, trained with the anointing of God, that takes something else. And it's all we do is apply these simple attributes. Listen, here this morning, that's all I've ever applied. The first day I've walked through those doors, I say it a lot, but I'll say it again. I never asked, pastor, put me behind the pulpit, let me preach a message. All I ever wanted just to be in the presence of God. That's it. What is it better to be one day in the house of the Lord than 1,000 elsewhere? And started in the back and just started ushering. That's it. And we would stand for 2 hours after work. I would install carpets for hours, come back, and then usher and just be faithful in my post, knowing that my pastor can count on me. I would be late, and I wasn't even a leader, but I would call my pastor and say, hey, pastor, I'll just let you know I'm running late from work. No one taught me this. I was just keeping myself accountable so that he would know, in case he doesn't see me, why I'm not there. Simple areas that kept me in line because I wanted them to see that I was simply in position. Jonathan said to his armor bearer, in other words, he knew where to find them. He didn't have to go look very far for his armor bearer. He was right beside him. Position is everything. God is not looking for your ability, rather your availability. And so many times we think we got the goods, the gifts, the talents, but where are we? Are we able even to be found? Are we even available? Sometimes we get the call, well, I don't know, I won't be available that day. Man, can I share something? Listen, you know how many times I've changed my plans? You know how many times I had plans to go visit my family in Chicago? I'm just giving you the marks of a true armor bearer. He was found in position. He knew where to be found. Jonathan didn't have to look very far. He was going to battle. I mean, you know, we're all in a battle. That's the scripture our pastor's been going off of, Ephesians 6:12. We don't wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities and rulers, spiritual forces in the heavenly realms. So we're in a battle. But can we find you in the battle? Can we count on you? This is the battle. Not just, this is step one. This is the 101 ABCs. But then we need more and we need more. We need the next step. We need the next step. Why? We're trying to advance a movement. We're trying to move forward against the enemy's camp. So we need more armor bearers. We've been hearing about the shield of faith. So we got to learn how to carry our shield of faith. We've been hearing about the sword of the Spirit. So we got to remain in our word, in our Bible. We've been hearing about all these other things. So now you and I must put into effect what we've been learning and hearing. And how? Simply being in position. That's how easy it is. It's if we can't find you, depend on you. It's pretty hard for the Lord to be able to seek you and find you. Because God moves through man. God moves through people. And so Jonathan knew where to find his armor bearer. He was right beside him. Positioning is everything. God needs your availability. I've canceled my plans so many times. Our pastor was able to, I would tell pastor I made plans, is it okay? I would always ask pastor, is it okay? I'll plan on going over here. Is it okay? As long as this is in line, take care of the home, and then you're good to go. We had plans, going to Chicago, visit our family. I don't go to Chicago that often. My family is there, my mom, my dad, my sister, brother. We were going to go, and pastor said, hey, something came up. You know, this is going on. We've got to move things around. Are you able to reach? Hey, say no more, pastor. That's it. Positioning. I knew where I was needed. His armor bearer was able to be depended on. Who are you next to here this morning? Not physically, but spiritually. We're here physically, but are we here spiritually? Because we're speaking about the marks of an armor bearer. Here within this portion of scripture, we don't know this armor bearer. We don't have a lot of his background. We don't know how old he was. We don't know if he went to church 5-10 years. We didn't know if he went to ministry, Bible school, read his Bible, didn't read his Bible. We don't know if he had a college degree, graduated high school, how much he got paid. He owned a house, didn't own a house. Was he blue, black, brown, white? We don't know. We don't know none of those things. We know he was next to his leader. He could be counted on. We know he was next to his leader. All these things I just mentioned, they're at times, they're not that vital to make an impact in the kingdom of God. You want to make an impact in the kingdom of God. How many are here to make an impact in the kingdom of God? You want to make an impact in the kingdom of God. I cannot stress this area enough. You got to be able to be next to your leader. That's why Paul said, follow me as I follow Christ. I got to take you somewhere. You got to find somebody, pray, attach yourself to that person. Let them carry you where we can't carry ourselves. I mean, I was able to say early on, I brought myself this far. I'm not going to try any longer. I'm going to allow the Lord to take me further. Acts chapter 4, verse 13, the Bible reads, the members of the council were amazed when they saw the boldness of Peter and John, for they could see that they were ordinary men with no special training in the scriptures. In other words, men like you and I, simple men and women of God, they didn't have no fancy background. They weren't like me, 4.0 GPA, all these areas and it said they were ordinary men with no special training in the scriptures. But this is the part. They also recognized them as men who had been with Jesus. In other words, they knew these men are spending time with the Lord. In other words, they're right next to their Lord and Savior. They've been with Jesus. Not only they've been with Jesus, they've remained with Jesus. As Jesus left and ascended to heaven, they could have said, it's over. It's all done. We got to move on. This ain't going to work. He left. No, they continued to remain in the presence of God. Listen, that's an attribute that we cannot escape here this morning, because that's what the armor bearer did. He didn't look at Jonathan. He didn't say, Jonathan, you're going to the enemy's camp. It's only two of us. It's not going to work. You can go by yourself. No, he stood right beside him, because that's what an armor bearer does. That's what a true disciple does. He stands next to his leader regardless. Why? That's where he needs to be found. That's what the apostles did. We know they were ordinary men. They didn't have any fancy background, none of these things. All we know is that they spent time with their leader. That's the same thing that we need, that you and I should be implementing to be that armor bearer. It's very simple here this morning, but at the same time, how many apply it? That's why I believe, and I say it over and over and over. I've been running now the home for going on like 7 years. But I always say, listen, there's no excuse why none of the men can make it. There is no excuse. They all should be able to make it and graduate. How many of the men can say amen? Amen. Amen. That's why I tell them, you need another year. I always say it. The disciples needed 3 years. With the ultimate master disciple, with Jesus, who was perfect. He said, I'm not perfect. I'll make mistakes. So you need another year. Commit your life to the Lord. But there should be, why? Because we spend time with Jesus every day. Keep each other accountable. Get into prayer. Get into our Bibles. So here within this portion of Scripture, we find out that Jonathan and his armor bearer, they went to the enemy's camp. Going to the enemy's camp. In other words, Jonathan knew that his armor bearer could be trusted in tough times. Can you be trusted in tough times? Can you be trusted when you don't agree with things? Can you be trusted at times when it's not going your way? That's the true marks. That's the marks of a true armor bearer. You should be able to be trusted. Not everything has to go our way. That's ministry. The three models in Victory Outreach, right? Just get in the van. All things are subject to change and just flow. Get those three right now. You will make it very far in ministry. You will make it very far in the things of the Lord. But Pastor, why is this going on? Just flow. But Pastor, I thought you said this was good. Just all things are subject to change. See, we should be able to be trusted in tough times. They were going to the enemy's camp. I've said this before, not just to hang out with your leader when everything's going by good, let's watch a movie, no, we got to go into some war time. We got to go into some tough time. Where are you? Well, we need some fasting going on. Who's been fasting on Wednesdays? Amen. We should be able to get connected. He knew he would not fold under pressure. A high attribute we all need to attain. He knew. He was able to be trusted when the odds were against him. Are you able to be trusted in those tough moments when your leader needs you the most, when your leader's going through it? I mean, our pastors, when they need prayer, we shouldn't be, oh man, I knew it, pastor this and pastor that. That's not a true armor bearer. You should be able to encourage. Your presence should be able to encourage your leader. You should be able to speak highly of your leaders. If anyone doesn't speak highly, you got to be, hey, what's wrong with you? Brother and sister, you don't speak like that about my leader. That doesn't happen around me. That's the true marks of an armor bearer. We should be able to lift up those that went before us. Are you able to be trusted in tough times when your leader needs you the most? When everyone left them, it was only him and his armor bearer. There'll be moments. You'll be the only one here. You'll be the only one at worship practice, at Bible study, at life group, at wherever. But you're the only one at that time who is able to refresh your leader. Can they depend on you? Or do we just say, well, it's not working. Why am I the only one here? That's exactly where God needs you. But too many times, we're not realizing what God's trying to do. Make us those armor bearers. When people are talking about our leaders and the enemy's attacking, where do we stand? Can we be trusted in tough times? Can we be the book of Proverbs says, can we be that cup of refreshing water unto our leaders? Proverbs 24:10, it says, If you fail under pressure, your strength is too small. Underline that one, highlight that one, write it in your arms, your forearms, it's biblical, your doorsteps, your houses. If you fall, if you fail under pressure, your strength is too small. I mean, no pressure comes. We all know that pressure is what makes a diamond. Pressure, time, you know, fire, all those things. So pressure will test us. These moments don't come around that often. But when those moments come, they either make us or break us. And I'm trying to be made. I'm here trying to be made. Amen. Allow the pressure to build you up. Stand next to your leaders. Don't leave. Availability is everything. Positioning is everything. What? I have a question. And just think about this for a moment. What gives us pressure? What brings pressure to our lives? What brings fear to our lives? I listen to devotions and preachings and other pastors, ministries. And if you kind of look at what's going on around the world, we don't have that much pressure going on. Western Christianity, we got it. I mean, we're able to gather. We're able to preach the gospel. No one's going to say, the most someone will say is, hey, I don't want to hear it. Okay, praise God. You don't want to hear about Jesus. You go to the Middle East, you go to Africa, you go to some other areas, it's illegal to carry a Bible. And we got 4 or 5 Bibles in our houses. But are we reading those Bibles? You go over there, you be a missionary, tell somebody about Jesus, they might just chop your head off. They might just shoot you on the spot. To be a Christian, this is what others go through. In China, it's illegal to be a Christian. You carry a Bible, they put you in jail. You do it again, they might just throw the death penalty on you. So what pressure do we have? Pastor, I can't come to church. Why not? Is Jesus not that important to us? Right? Those watching online. How much does Jesus mean to you? That's why the offering, I read that scripture. She was able, Mary was able to, I don't want to use the word waste. She was able to give that expensive perfume, a year's worth of wages. I mean, how much are we able to give to the Lord? How much does he mean to you and I? How much has he done for you and I? Has the Lord not done something great within our lives? How much has he saved us from? So what pressure is there at times? If you fail under pressure, your strength is too small. We need armor bearers who are able to carry that weight. That's why the saying goes, fake it till you make it. Hey, pastor, I'm all right. I'm, you can count on me. What do you need? I'm here. Move things out the way. Move your schedule. I mean, who has a better schedule, you or God? But at times, we have all our plans. I think there's a Proverbs 16, verse 3, commit your plans to the Lord and they shall succeed. Too many times we don't commit our plans to the Lord. We just go, we go, we go. We don't ask. We tell God, hey, God, bless this. Instead of asking the Lord to guide us. When all this was going on, when there was war, and the Israelite army needed, or the Israelite nation also, two men decided to take a stand. That's why Jonathan said, verse 6 says, let's go across to the outpost of those pagans. Jonathan said to his armor bearer, perhaps the Lord will help us, for nothing can hinder the Lord. He can win a battle, whether he has many warriors or only a few. And the same thing is happening now. There's still a battle. There's still war breaking out. I mean, there's riots everywhere. There's things going. There's a battle in the spiritual, not in the natural. The same thing is happening now. Fighting in the natural, but we need to fight in the spirit. That's why I mentioned Ephesians 6:12. Jonathan said, nothing can hinder the Lord. He can win a battle, whether he has many warriors or only a few. Look here this morning. Are there any warriors in the house of the Lord? Are we ready for battle? 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 3. This is one we should all memorize. This is for all of us. Endure suffering. So if you're going through it, if you're suffering, it's a good thing. We're supposed to be suffering for the sake of Christ. That's why Jesus said, you follow me, the world will hate you also. You evangelize to that person, he might not like you. Don't be surprised, your brother or sister, they don't like you for a moment. They didn't like Jesus. I mean, they crucified Jesus. Don't be surprised, they'll crucify you also. But too many times we forget this. As an armor bearer, we're not carrying our shield of faith. As an armor bearer, we're not carrying our sword of the Spirit. And a true armor bearer has his own armor. Endure suffering along with me. Along with who? With his leader. Paul was telling his own armor bearer, part two, next time. This is in the Old Testament. I'm going to get into the New Testament next week. But Paul was telling his disciple, his armor bearer, so listen, it's not all fun and games over here. It's not just about look good, preach the gospel. No, I'm suffering for the sake of Christ. And he was telling him to be ready, be prepared. This is what's going to happen also. I mean, some of us, we have to endure suffering. Have we even been enduring suffering? How many have even tasted a little bit of suffering? Endure suffering along with me as a good soldier of Christ Jesus. Soldiers don't get tied up in the affairs of civilian life. For then, they cannot please the officer who enlisted them. Who enlisted you here this morning? I say this to the men, but I mean, you know, men and women join the army. Whether it's the National Guard, the Army, the Navy, Navy SEALs, the Air Force. And then you sign on the dotted line, and your life is theirs. For 4 years reserved, 4 years unreserved, whatever it is. And they own your life. They tell you what to do, when to wake up, what to eat, training, what to not train. Visit your family. Don't visit your family. How much you getting paid? But Jesus is our commanding officer. So he should be able to tell us what to do, where to go, what to eat, what not to eat. So in the Old Testament, you find all those listings. This is the animals that are good for you. Because back then, they didn't have what we have now. Refrigeration and everything to keep us healthy and safe. So this is what you can eat. Follow these assignments. It's for your own good. And to this day, he does the same thing. Do not get tied up in civilian affairs. In other words, don't get lost in what the world is doing. You're an armor bearer. These are the true marks of an armor bearer. Do not forget to please your commanding officer. Who is that? It's Jesus. It's hard to please Jesus when we're not pleasing our leaders. He said only a few. In other words, God needs only a few faithful men and women of God to make the difference. What was spoken by the armor bearer? Verse 7. We know what Jonathan said. We know Jonathan's plan. We know who he was. Verse 7 here in this portion of scripture are the only words we're going to read that are recorded of the armor bearer. He didn't speak much. Make note of that. He didn't speak much. Some of us speak too much. Some of us say too much and walk too little. You should walk more and then speak little instead of speaking much and walking too little. To this day, say it over and over. I hardly try to say, Pastor, yeah, whatever you want. No, just do it. Say amen. Just do what I'm asked. Say amen. Continue, but we need more. All right, Sister Marlene, what do you need? Okay, got you, okay. Okay, Sister so-and-so, where you at? Okay, I'll take care of it. You can count on me. We don't need these words. These are the only words that are recorded by the armor bearer. Verse 7 says, do what you think is best. Wow, this is some good wordings right there by the armor bearer. Hey, your pastor asks you to do something. Hey, pastor, do what you think is best. Could you imagine us saying that to our pastor, to our leaders, our pastor's wife? Do what you think is best. And then he said, I'm with you completely, whatever you decide. Some translations say, I'm with you heart and soul. Different translation, a little bit different, but same meaning. How do we reply to our leaders in good times or bad times? When we understand, and especially when we don't understand. I'm going to read this verse. Now, hold on. I'm going to give you two more marks of a true armor bearer, and then we'll probably close off. Number one, a true armor bearer denies his own way of thinking. A true armor bearer denies his own way of thinking. He didn't respond, Jonathan, there's only two of us. It's a bad idea. Time out. It's a bad idea. There's a lot of them. You didn't even tell your dad. Do they even know where we're going? You read a little bit before this portion of scripture, And it says that even the army, the Israelite army, didn't have any swords or spears because the enemy stopped the blacksmiths from making any to the Israelite camp so that that way they would be able to win the battle even easier, the Philistine army. So if you read a little bit before that, it says the only two with swords was Jonathan and Saul. So it says, it means that his armor bearer himself did not even have a weapon. He was just carrying his master's weapon. But he didn't say, hey, time out, I'm unarmed. In other words, he denied his own way of thinking. That's the true mark of an armor bearer. Too many times we give our own way of thinking. Hey, pastor, what do you think of this? And hey, you know, how about we do it this way? I want to go somewhere, but I'm going to hold back right now. I'm going to pray for me because I want to go there. I'm not going to go there. Armor bearers know when to deny themselves. Now follow along because this is a true mark that I believe we all need to carry, not just to be an armor bearer, but even to be a disciple. Because if we as disciples do not learn to deny our own way of thinking, I mean, you know where our own thoughts take us. You don't check, you leave your thoughts unchecked. They'll take you somewhere, you know, not good. I heard this a long time ago and I never forgot it. Give it to the men 1,000 times. Hopefully they catch it. It's a saying. It goes like this. I think no one really knows who quotes it. Everyone rephrases it. But I got the one that I heard. It says, watch your thoughts for they become your words. Watch your words for they become your actions. Watch your actions for they become your habits. Watch your habits for they become your character. Watch your character for it becomes your destiny. But where did it all start? It started in our thinking. Our job as an armor bearer is to follow our leader. Our job is not to be, you know, share our opinion. Hey, pastor, I think this way is better. How about we do it like this? I don't agree, you know. We didn't ask for your opinion. Jonathan had a plan. The plan was set. It was in motion. He didn't need division. He didn't need another plan, a better plan, a plan B. He just needed someone to follow that plan. There's a plan in Victory Outreach International to reach treasures out of darkness. That plan has been in existence for over 50 years. And that's why we've been working effectively in over 30 countries, 300 cities all over the world. Through our men's home and women's home. That we bring in, that we teach them what it means, rise in Jesus Christ. Morning, evening, afternoon, 3 to all day, every day long. Why? That's the plan that was set in motion by our fathers over 50 years ago. The same plan we do to this day. We're not trying to reinvent the wheel. We're not trying to make up a whole other plan. That's the plan that we've been following. That's our promise scriptures. You find yourself here in the church. Do you know the promise scriptures? Do you know the mission statement? Do you know the plan that's been laid out before you? Or are we trying to make up another plan? The armor bearer simply said within those words, do what you think is best. I know some heavy words. Could you imagine? That would be something for us to hear. Do what you think is best. What did you say? Oh my God, I've never heard somebody say that. You want to be a blessing to your leader? Just say, hey, do what you think is best. Huh? What? Say that again. What did you do? Write it down. Take a picture, autograph it. Let me know you said it. A true armor bearer knows how to deny his own way of thinking. Why? It's not about us. It's about the next person. It's about our leaders, where they're trying to take us. Matthew chapter 16, verse 24. It says, then Jesus said to his disciples. How many disciples are here this morning? Amen. Okay. Study this, practice this scripture. You're a disciple / armor bearer. Remember, you're not brother so-and-so, you're not sister so-and-so, you're an armor bearer. So when we leave and you say, hey, brother, no, hey, armor bearer. You know, if they forgot their shield, tell what's wrong with you, you forgot your shield. Then Jesus said to his disciples, whoever wants to be my disciple, we're all following Jesus, and we can say amen. Stop following the enemy. Stop following that, you know. Whoever wants to be my disciple must, what? Say it louder. deny themselves. In other words, leave your own ways behind. We see this over and over in Scripture, from the Old Testament all the way into the New. When Elijah called his disciple Elijah, he left everything, burned his 12 oxen, and followed his leader. Moses had to instruct Joshua, and Joshua followed his leader where? Every day in the tabernacle in prayer. We see this all throughout. People, when Jesus called the disciples, when Jesus called Peter, the Bible records immediately he left his boat and started to follow Jesus. They denied themselves. And I believe too many times we're not learning to deny ourselves, and we can begin to think, well, I'm just getting told what to do and I'm getting brainwashed. At times we do need to get brainwashed, because our own way of thinking is not that good. And we hold on to our own way of thinking and we stay gung-ho. This is what I'm going to do. If you like it or not. But the Bible says he exalts the humble and he humbles the proud. So ask yourself, do you want to be exalted or not? God exalts the humble. It means we need to deny ourselves, and then he humbles the proud. The opposite of humility is pride. How far from heaven did the devil come? Very far. You got humbled all the way down from heaven, never to be able to go back again. Why? Pride. He didn't deny himself. He exalted himself. Why? I could be better than God. I think I could be better than my leader. I had a better way of thinking. And so we don't go far in the things of the Lord. We're not the true armor bearers. Hey, praise God. Do as you think best. Do as you think best. And he said, I'm with you completely, whatever you decide. In other words, I don't have to understand. Right? I can go there here this morning. I think I got some time. In other words, he was saying, I don't have to understand. And I believe that too many times we want all the understanding. Listen, if we gave you the understanding, we still wouldn't follow. That's why it's called faith. Faith comes from hearing, and hearing the word of God. That's why faith is the opposite of the senses. It's the opposite of what we see. It's the opposite of what we know. Faith is believing, the assurance of what we don't know, the confidence of what we hope for. But too many times, we can't deny our own way of thinking, and we get stuck, and I believe that's why we're not going forward. A true armor bearer knows how to deny his own way of thinking. All the way to the point where Jesus himself told his disciples the very first thing they must do was not even pick up their cross. Because he knew if they attempted to pick up their cross without denying themselves, they weren't going to make it. The first thing he said, deny yourself. In other words, leave your former past behind. The Bible says all things have become new. I'm no longer that old self. I don't longer think the way I used to think. Our problem, Victory Outreach, Milwaukee, as you find yourself, it wasn't ever really drugs. It wasn't ever really him or her, money, whatever. It was our thinking. We didn't know how to think right. So we went to those avenues and we went to this person. We went to this place. Why? Our mind was not conformed to Jesus. It was conformed to the world. So we would follow the world, not knowing any better, thinking we were right, staying stuck in the, were we blessed in the world? What did the world have to offer? We're here, aren't we? I mean, something went wrong. We were able to realize that Jesus is the only one that could make it better. How many are grateful that Jesus stepped into our lives? I can speak about this area because I know the first thing the Lord did in my life is he renewed my mind. That's the very first thing he did. I mean, don't get me wrong. I love to party, do all that. But as soon as Jesus saved me, something happened where I understood it's no longer about my own way of thinking. This is not going to work if I stay stuck in what I want to do. This is not going to work if I think the way I want to think. I allowed the Lord to renew that so that I'm able to come and say, okay, amen, praise God. Whatever you want, Pastor, amen. Do I agree at times? Who does agree? Who agrees all the time? We don't know if his armor bearer really agreed. The Bible doesn't say that. We just see what's recorded. It said, do what you think is best. In other words, hey, don't even ask me what I think. Don't even ask me my opinion. You lead, I follow. That's what he did. Why? It wasn't about him. It wasn't his own way of thinking. He knew. He was able to trust his leader. He was able to say, whatever Jonathan does, I'll do. I'll follow. Why? He's only leading me to victory. What did he say? The Lord is able to give us victory, whether a few or whether many, whether 1,000, whether 1, 2. What did Jesus say? Where 2 or more gather, there my presence will be also. Then he said, where 2 or more agree, there you shall have it. I mean, you want some miracles within your life? Grab somebody, agree with that person, pray with that person, and then watch what the Lord does. Too many times we're not even agreeing with somebody else. We're too busy disagreeing. We're too busy just arguing. I mean, that's what the enemy does. That word devil, I mean, diabolo in Greek, it means to divide. And he's too busy dividing instead of agreeing with one another. The moment you agree with that person, God steps in. The moment you agree with that individual, I mean, more importantly, is it not highly important to agree with our leaders? I'm just saying, I mean, what the armor bearer did. Just reading it from the Bible. All I've ever done to this, all I have to do, if I even want to stay, I better practice this area of following my leader. Otherwise, I know what will happen. I don't want my own way of thinking. He said, do what you think is best. He said, hey, it's not about me. I don't even ask. My mind says way off at times. In other words, can you deny your own way of thinking here this day? The second thing that he did, and then we're going to close off. A true armor bearer holds nothing back. A true armor bearer holds nothing back. Verse 7 reads, do what you think is best. The armor bearer replied, watch this. I'm with you completely. I'm going to share a few points and then we're going to close off. He said, I'm with you completely. Because we live in a day and age where everything comes with a price, right? Well, what's in it for me? If I do this, what am I going to get? If I go over here, I expect something in return. That's the day and age we live in. It tells their mindsets. Well, he's probably doing that for a reason. Well, I don't know. He asked me to do this. I don't know. What does he really want? And our mindset, and then our mindset, and then our mindset. Well, they asked me, they have more people. Why don't they ask someone else to do that? Our mindset goes there. But this armor bearer held nothing back. He could ask him for anything. And why? It was his life was given over. There was no holds barred. His leader knew that. That's why he looked at it. It was right there, right beside him, in position, every time. Going to the enemy's camp, fighting, just by themselves. Didn't he have the army with him? I believe maybe Jonathan didn't even want the army. Maybe Jonathan knew the army was complaining. The army was just fighting and bickering. Skip that army. I just need me a true armor bearer right now. I just need me someone who won't question, someone who will be in obedience, someone who will always be beside me, someone who knows, someone who will be there when I need them, someone that is not afraid, someone that will believe with me in faith. I just need someone here this morning who I know if I ask him, he'll do it. There is no holding back. Why? That's the way that Jesus followed the Lord, his God, his Father. Over and over, you see it in the Gospels. Jesus said, I only do what the Father tells me to do. I'm only speaking what the Father tells me to speak. I'm only doing what I see the Father doing. I mean, you talk about a true armor bearer, and he did it all the way to the cross. That's part 2 of next week. We live in this day and age when all of a sudden we tend to think and we tend to ask, well, what's in it for me? That's not the marks of a true armor bearer. This armor bearer knew that there was no turning back. In other words, there should be no turning back in our walk with the Lord. That's the mark of a true armor bearer. So I believe we should be able to stay in the home, graduate the home the right way, come to church, remain faithful to church the right way. There is nothing more the world has to offer. We've tried it all. Have you tried a little bit of Jesus here this morning? Have you truly, the Bible says, taste and see that he is good. Have you tasted here this morning of the goodness of the Lord? Because if you have tasted, let me tell you something, you would want a little bit more. when you do taste of the Lord, can I say it here this morning, that you would know, you would taste, this is what I need. There is nothing before me. So only what's in front of me, that's what the Lord has within our lives. That's what the armor bearer knew here this morning. Hey, do whatever you want. I'm not holding nothing back. Whatever you do, I'll do. If we die, we die. Who cares? Why? I know where I'm going. I'm going with Jesus. And there should be nothing that we should be afraid of. That's who he was. True armor bearers know how to carry their weight, but most of all, they know how to stay to the end. In other words, there was no hidden agendas. To be with someone completely, there should be nothing to hide. I mean, I can say this honestly before the Lord, before my family. Pastor knows everything about my life. I'm not saying if you want to do that, you do that. I'm just saying that's what just brought me to where I'm at. Pastor, ask me anything. Mark chapter 4, verse 22, will come to an ending. It says, for everything that is hidden will eventually be brought into the open, and everything that is secret will be brought to light. I'm going to read this story, and then we're going to close off. Let's go ahead and stand. Speaking about the true marks of an armor bearer. And that portion of scripture, the armor bearer, we don't even know if he knew the plan. Jonathan just said, this is where we're going. His father didn't even know the armor bearer just there. All right, amen. Praise God. Hey, this is what's going on. Okay. That's all the armor bearer did. His life wasn't his own. His thinking wasn't his. There was nothing he was holding back. There's a story. And it's Scottish soldiers. They were forced by Japanese captors to work on a jungle railroad. This is a true story. They worked in horrible conditions under barbarous guards. In other words, hateful guards. One day, a shovel was declared missing. The officer in charge became enraged, demanding that the missing shovel be produced or he would kill all the men. The officer pulled his gun. It was obvious he meant what he said. After several tense moments, could you imagine being there? You're there, you're captive, and they tell you, okay, something's missing right now. Who's done this? No one's saying something? We're going to kill everybody one by one. After several tense moments, a man finally stepped forward. The officer put his gun away, picked up the shovel, beat the man to death right in front of the other prisoners. They were allowed only to pick up his bloody corpse and carry it with them to a second tool check. There, the tools were recounted, and all the shovels were accounted for. There had never been a missing shovel. There had simply been a miscount at the first checkpoint. In other words, it was nobody's fault. Word of the incident quickly spread through the entire prison camp, and an innocent man had been willing to die to save the others. The incident had a profound effect, binding the prisoners together in deep loyalty. It was that loyalty in part that gave the men strength to survive until they were liberated. One man decided to be a true armor bearer and said, you know what, I'll take the blame, it's my fault, to save the others. See, that's what a true armor bearer does. John 15:13 says, there is no greater love than to lay down one's life for one's friends. It's not about us any longer. That's what Jesus came to do. He paid the ultimate sacrifice so that you and I can be here. I don't know if they could play worship music in the background lightly, but if they can, the story goes to show that he was willing to pay the price. And I believe that too many times we're not willing to pay the price. We stay stuck in ourselves. We stay stuck on what we want to do. Me, myself, and I. We don't realize we're here to serve. In that process, God is going to ask us to serve someone else. I'm not saying it's me. Maybe our pastor. Maybe even in another capacity. But you will be called to serve. And we've been learning these messages of an armor bearer. The armor of God. And here within this story, we just see what one man did to encourage his leader. Ask yourself here this morning, Are you an encouraging person to others? I mean, ask yourself truly, what do I bring to someone else? I was asking my wife, I was putting this together, and I said, do I do that to my pastor? Am I able to encourage by my presence? Is your presence alone able to lift up someone else? Because that's what we're supposed to be able to do. But again, positioning is everything. It's good to be here, but we need to be here today, Friday, Wednesday. That's positioning. And then challenge yourself. Bring someone else and then challenge yourself. It's not about me any longer. I'm here to bless someone else, the Bible says. His armor bearer knew. He said, hey, I'm here to follow. And then one day, I mean, a lot of us, we're called to be leaders. I believe God has great callings upon all of us. I truly believe God wants to raise up more missionaries, more pastors, pastors' wives, gang girl leaders, gang warriors. I mean, where is the next generation? The God's anointed now generation, the third wave that the Lord is looking to build up. He's not going to build it up if we're not willing to deny ourselves. He's not going to build it up if we're not willing to follow. That's what this armor bearer did. He realized it's not about me. Do what you think is best. Say, hey, there is nothing holding me back any longer. I'm yours. He gave his life over. I believe that's what some of us have to do. Right there where you find yourself. You can put the music a little bit louder. Close your eyes, lift your hands. We're going to go before the Lord. We're going to make this our altar call. And as we study this area, the true marks, the marks of a true armor bearer, ask ourselves, God, what do you require of me? Right there where you're at. Truly begin to pray to the Lord. God, where am I? Am I even an armor bearer? And if some of us may think, I don't even know what an armor bearer is. We just learn. Someone to be in position. Be here. Every Sunday, make it your goal to be here Sunday. Make it your goal to be here for prayer, to pray for your leaders, to pray for this ministry. Build some prayer lungs. Make it your goal to remain in position. Make it your goal to continue to further the movement. Tell the Lord, God, remove this mindset that I have at times. Don't allow the enemy to creep into that mind. Don't allow your mindset to go unchecked for days on end, where the enemy continues to go in and go in. But say, Lord, deny myself. Right there where you're at, make this your altar call with the Lord and say, God, I need you to build me up. If I'm here, let me just do something right. Whatever you've called me to do, place it in my heart, Lord. Right there where you're at, just continue to close your eyes and remain in the presence of God. Listen, here this morning, and maybe some of us, we may have struggled. Some of us, maybe we haven't gotten close to the Lord. I want to just mention something from that story. Even throughout Scripture, the Bible, you cannot really walk with the Lord unless you're next to somebody. All the disciples continue to follow. Next week, we're going to get into the New Testament. Armor bearing in the New Testament, and they still followed. But here this morning, some of us, maybe you don't know what it is to follow. Maybe you were following, something happened. Maybe you're questioning, you're saying, what else do I need to do? I want you to bring that to the Lord. I want you to truly say, okay, God, place something in my heart, create an open door. But before we do that, we've got to do two things, just as that armor bearer did. Well, number one, we've got to deny ourselves. And number two, we kind of hold back. Because listen, if we hold back, there's always going to be a way out, a plan of escape. So here this morning, you want to truly follow the Lord. Be an armor bearer. Be an encourager. Be that cup of refreshing water to your leader. Push the movement forward. How many want to do that here this morning? Those watching online, lift your hands and pray with me. We're going to close out in prayer. Father, here this morning, Lord, we love you, thank you. We always give you all glory and honor. Here this morning, I pray for those of us that are here, those watching online, Lord God. I pray for those, everyone online, as we are here in your house, also lifting up our pastors, my God. Lord, I pray continue to lift up, raise up those true armor bearers. Raise up Aaron's and hers and Joshua's. Raise up young Timothy's. Raise up young men, women of God that are willing to deny ourselves as we learn, Lord God, from your word. It's not about us, but what you've called us to do, to serve alongside in this movement, to serve here in Victory Outreach Milwaukee, in Victory Outreach International, Lord God, what you've called us to do, help us to deny ourselves at times when we don't agree. What matters is that we stay in position, Lord God. Help us. Some of us just need to stay in position. Today, day after day, moment after moment, give us the strength, give us the courage, as your word says, not to fall under pressure, but Lord, to remain strong. At times, what we need to do is look towards our leaders, not looking at ourselves. Being that armor bearer who has faith, that person going in front of them, Lord God. And Lord, I pray here this morning, lastly, help us to hold nothing back. Knowing that you gave everything for our lives, knowing that you took it all the way to the cross so that we can have victory. So I pray that we can have victory, Lord God, as we hold nothing back, knowing that, Lord God, that's what you've called us to do. I pray this in the mighty name of Jesus. We all say, amen, amen. Amen. Come on, let's put our hands together here this morning. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah.
Amen. Let's give Jesus another hand clap of praise. Amen. A very powerful message from our associate pastor, Pastor Felipe. That's what the Lord is looking for, true men and women and youth of God that's to come alongside our leadership to help build this church. Very powerful word. I don't want to take anything else from it. I just want us to really take heed to it and go and apply it to our daily lives and let God use our lives the way he wants us to be used. Amen. With that said, let's close our prayer. And let's, I want to remind us to keep our senior pastor and their family in prayer. Amen. Amen. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for this time. And we also thank you for a powerful service and a powerful word, Lord God. We pray as we go about our day that we will continue, Lord God, to apply your word, Lord God. And we want you, Lord God, to seal your word this morning within our lives. And we also want to pray for our senior pastor that you continue to protect them and be with them at this time, Lord God. And we just thank you so much for who you are, my God. We give you all the praise, honor, and glory. It's in Jesus' name we pray. And the church of God says, amen. Let's give Jesus another hand clap of praise. Amen. This week, Wednesday, is at the throne prayer night. This starts at 7 o'clock. I want to encourage you to come out and join us for a proper time, a corporate prayer within the church. Amen. Praise the Lord. Consider yourself dismissed this morning. Thank you, and God bless you.